This is Auto Recall Report, the quick show that gets you familiar with the latest automotive recalls. So buckle up. Literally, next exit is the safe zone. Here is your chauffeur. His name is AK.
Joke time. Today we're going to start with a one-liner. Here's the riddle. What do you find on the last two pages of every Chevy owner's manual? You give up? The bus schedule. I love it. That's great. As soon as Chevy gives up on explaining to you what potential issues can be, they just say, look, here you go. Here's the 2019 bus schedule for your area. Go ahead and go wherever you want, guys. You know? Go ahead and explore the world on a bus. What's in the news? Have you ever heard of the GMC Cyclone? Now, this was a turbocharged pickup truck from GMC. Now, the Cyclone was built back in 91 and is one of the coolest trucks ever built. Back then, it had a V6 that used to pump out 280 horsepower and a 0 to 60 in 4.3 seconds, which in that year was even faster than one of the Ferraris. It's a legend. People still search out these turbocharged trucks because they were one of a kind and really unique. Sadly, GMC has never built a follow-up to the Cyclone or the Typhoon, which was the SUV version of their SUV. And that was the GMC Jimmy. And that GMC Jimmy was also made into a turbocharged SUV, and that was called the Typhoon. And those were really, really badass. If you ever saw them on the road, you would definitely do a double take. Now, there's a place called the Specialty Vehicle Engineering. Now, these are the same folks that have been behind such unique cars like the 1,000 horsepower Grand Sport Corvette. Now, they want to also bring back the Cyclone. Now, their team just unveiled a new package for the GMC Canyon. And it's going to boost the power of the GMC Canyon, starting out with an extended cab truck that's two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive. And they're going to have a standard horsepower of 308 horsepower, 3.6-liter naturally aspirated V6. That's going to get a whopping, listen to this, 455 horsepower. It's going to have upgraded brakes with six piston units. It's going to have a sports suspension, upgraded shock absorbers, a bigger sway bar. It's going to have heavy-duty springs. All of these are going to be put in by this specialty group. So obviously you understand that GMC is not going to be having this for the open market. This is just, this racing group has come up with this and is only going to be making 100 of them. Just 100. So it's very limited quantity, but you know, if you can score one of these, you are going to be one of a kind. It's probably going to cost you about $39,900. Now, that's on top of the cost of the truck that you're going to have to buy, which is going to be the base for this. The total price for this GMC unique Cyclone turbocharged truck is probably going to cost you somewhere around $63,000. Now, that could go up from there because this is a specialty truck, but very limited quantity. So make sure, if you want more information about that, just really look into the GMC Cyclone so you can see the history of this truck, where it came from, how it looked, and what the new one is going to be looking like. It looks really fierce. The one they have in the pictures here, it's black on black. It's lowered. It looks super cool, and I think you'll like it as well. Honda's in the news today. This is the recall round. Now, the Honda CR-V, if you didn't know, continues to be one of the nation's best-selling compact crossover SUVs, but currently it is facing stiff competition from such competitors like the Hyundai Santa Fe, Toyota RAV4, and Subaru Forester. Now, while the CR-V is not an off-road capable vehicle like a Jeep Grand Cherokee, its resale value is very strong and better than other competitors like the Ford Escape, Chevy Equinox, and Volkswagen Tiguan. With room for five and available turbocharged engine, the 2019 Honda CR-V is a great crossover. But I gotta switch it up again because it's in the news today for a recall. And not just any recall, I call it a stupid recall. I mean, can you really see something like this happening? An airbag deploying randomly. That is crazy. Imagine driving in your reliable Honda CR-V and all of a sudden you get a surprise hit with an airbag. That could cause damage to your health. And you can definitely get injured and have to go to a hospital right away. So, the information we have so far is that SUVs are being recalled and metal burrs in the manufacturing are said to be the issue. Now, at least three people have been injured from the inadvertent deployment of the driver's side airbag based on the 2019 Honda CR-V. Now, Honda says that a warning sign of the problem is that the airbag warning light would be on, a steering wheel control would not be responding, and a horn would start beeping randomly. So look out for these signs, and if you do see that, make sure you call your dealer right away. Also, check out the National Highway Safety website because there's going to be more information about this recall there as well. Now, vehicles involved or the 2019 Honda CR-V, built specifically from October 3rd, 2018 through April 1st, 2019. Now, specifically, the problem is that the metal on the inside of the steering wheel can cut into the wires and cause a short circuit. I had a tongue tied right there. Now, the fix, again, call your dealer right away. And what they'll do is install a protective cover on the steering wheel core and replace the wiring harness. There's no charge to owners, because if there was, that would be crazy. But Honda notes in a statement that a limited supply of replacement parts and a special tool are needed for the recall repair, and that will be available June of 2019. More parts expected to reach dealers in the next weeks. The automaker says owners should schedule a repair appointment as soon as they receive a recall notification. And I would say if you have a CR-V from 2019, look up your VIN number to see if you're on the recall list. Once again, I did talk about other options. So if you are in the market for a crossover SUV and you're looking at the Honda CR-V and thinking about other options, do look into the Volkswagen Tiguan, Hyundai Tucson, look into the Toyota RAV4. There are other options out there for you. Car tip time, AK here once again. Now, I would say, when you're on the road, be kind. One example that just happened to me is, I was about to merge into another lane. Now, this is very common, you know. You're coming in, you're about to get onto the two-lane or three-lane road, but you have to merge. And when you're merging, you do have to count on someone else that's in another car to let you in, you know, to be kind, to let you in, approve of your existence in the car and say, you know what, I'm gonna let this guy in. And that didn't happen to me today. So this lady was driving and she just would not let me in. She's just inching and inching and inching, and I'm having to speed up more and more just to try to get in. And after a while, I sped up so much just to get in front of her, and I did get in front of her, but then she gave me the finger. As I'm looking back in the window, I put my hands up and I'm like, what is going on? She's like giving me the finger. So I was just wishing that she would be kinder, and I want to pass that on to you. So be kind.
Next exit is the safe zone.